Hey there, it's Terrell and Jen here. We're just so thankful you've submitted your question and entrusted us to help you navigate this topic with you and your husband. We want you to know that we're here for you, we're praying for you, and we believe God's best for you and your family.
Yes, like Terrell said, we are here for you, so be confident in receiving some outside perspective. We believe that your home can truly be a haven. So without knowing specific examples, the first thing I want to give you is to treat him as the leader of the house. So even if he's not doing it to the capacity that you'd like or how you want him to do it, still always show that respect and honor first and foremost. So you can do this by using positive and uplifting words. So instead of telling him what he's not doing, you really want to speak and share to who he really is. Make sure that you ask his opinion and get his input regarding decisions versus just telling him what you're doing. So a great example is it can be something as small as ordering groceries. So I'll ask Terrell, we're getting low on the food. Is it okay if I go ahead and put the grocery order in for tomorrow afternoon? Is there anything specific that I can get for you or that you need? So that conversation is just showing him my care and concern for him. And when you create that atmosphere of respect through those other examples, you'll then have the opportunity later to go a little bit deeper. And remember, Esther took time to pray and really choose the right time to have a hard conversation with her husband. So ask God to give you the wisdom and the words to say when you go about expressing your heart to your husband a little bit later.
Yep, so good. And so the scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 7:14 that the believing wife will bring holiness or is sanctified, or she brings completion is what it's really defined as to her marriage. So whatever you may feel or see that may not be in complete alignment, we have a promise from God's word that our actions can bring that back to where it needs to be. So like Jen said, I want to encourage you, we say this over and over again in all of our courses and our coaching, to speak the promise and not the problem. So don't allow yourself to get frustrated and then lash out. That's only going to create a deeper gap in your relationship. So instead of saying, you're not leading, I'm in this by myself, I have no help, when you have that opportunity to share, you want to convey, hey, listen, I really don't feel secure when I don't hear from you. So what can I do that will create trust for you to share your vision with me? Okay. And that'll be able to let him open up and really share some things with you. Use that positive reinforcement. So when he doesn't do anything, or when he does something that you don't like, or even if it's been a while, you want to convey, hey, I really appreciate when you chose the restaurant. So when he does something that you do like, you want to convey, hey, I appreciate that. I like that. I loved how you brought us all together to play Uno and have prayer, right? Just those little things. Point out the good actions more so than the faults. And as Jen said, you're going to kind of lovingly nudge him to lead, right? You're going to ask him like, hey, you know, I'd love for you to share with me your dreams, or, you know, what are some goals you have for our families? What are some things you want us to be saving towards, right? And so let him know, I want to help and come alongside you. And whatever he brings to you, you know, praise it. Don't question it. And you can take any doubt or any uneasiness to the Lord. He's going to help and guide you through that.
Yeah, I think that's a great example, is really to come alongside him. Whatever he's presenting as his vision or his goals, you are helping him along the way, and that you verbalize that to him and show the support that you have for his leadership. And just remember that no matter what his actions are, if they aren't up to your expectations or how you want it to be, you ultimately can't control the other person. You can, but you can do your part, right? So we just encourage you to be in prayer, not get discouraged. It may take time, longer than you may want, but with patience and understanding, you'll really see him take on that responsibility and that leadership as you go through these exercises over and over, and he will take that leadership in leading your home.